your outline of all the chapters. Don't shake your head. Come on, it's part of being a class. Come on.
You know what I remember? He told him Thursday night about what?
Good night. It's just 10 chapters. Come on. Okay. Then you along with the 10 questions, then your notebook. Bring your notebook so I can check that you filled in the answers.
These
notebooks, yes. You just need to be able to show me that you've written in your notebook. All right, you filled in the answers.
You ever have sat office before?
I most certainly did. It's in the beginning. I explained it all.
No. In the previous years, you never asked that.
It's just, it's in the notes. Just do whatever I tell you to do. Don't.
Excuse me.
Be an attacker.
Me. There are witnesses here. You said you like a bit of rebellion in men.
Yes.
But I said, Barry, what
but
did
do you
I
know
say?
What? Do you know what? I like a bit of rebellion, but believe me, there is a price, and you're going to be paying it very soon.
What did I say?
They said he's an unless
pastor. As a matter of fact, no. You know, rebellion doesn't mean that you absolutely rebel. It just means you might. You know, put up some self assertion, but a wise man will back down when he knows the authority is right. Okay, no, you're not. You're pushing it. I heard a preacher say one time. He said, you know, if jeans are popular, I'm gonna wear slacks. If slacks get popular, I'm gonna wear jeans. If wire rim glasses are popular, I'm going to wear big black square ones. He says, I just don't want to go with the crowd. I'm just going to have that type of bad attitude. Now, we don't do a sin, but there is the thing where, you know, I'm just not going to be like everybody else. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm saying. Men just have this thing of, well, I want to do what my girlfriend wants, or I want to do what everybody else is doing. That's not manhood. That's not manhood at all.
That doesn't help the
manhood. Amen. Okay. Review. Get your notes out. You want to go through and circle some things that are very important to prepare for when you're going through this thing. Okay, you need to know the date of the writing. Okay, remember, you know the author of the book of Genesis, but you need to know when it was written, somewhere around 1600 BC. Also, you're going to need to know when creation took place, 1400, the flood. 2400. I'm on page 6.
Really?
Is it page 6 where you got the date of writing?
No.
Or is it page 5? Well, maybe it's in mine. Page 4, I'm sorry, I have a longer introduction there. So right, those dates, I had you read it in 4004, 2400, 1900, when Abraham arrives in the Promised Land and Israel lead out of Egypt in 1500. Okay, now, what are the? Look at the four things that God gives us through the Jews. He gives us His Son. He gives us salvation. He gives us His Word, and He gives us unfailing promises. You see those lists?
All
right, it's at the bottom of Moses' audience.
Page 4. All right.
Language Hebrew. I'm probably going to ask you some characteristics of Hebrew, which means you read right to left instead of left to right. You've got beginnings. Make sure that you're aware of the beginnings here. Beginnings of what? That's where sin begins. Life and death, languages. Genesis records lots of beginnings. Become familiar with what begins in Genesis. I got you four things there on how accurate is the Bible. It's accurate scientifically, historically, prophetically, and explicitly. Why would I use the word explicitly? Well, it tells you about scientific facts that are just very explicit. The stars are innumerable. I had a debate on the internet with a guy who was sitting there saying, how can, if the universe is a creation, how can it be infinite? I said, simply because they're constantly changing. Some are dying out, some are being created. It's impossible to number. Only God can number an infinite universe. When I say infinite, it's not infinite in size, it's infinite in number, meaning it is a number that cannot be numbered by man, because it's constantly changing, like the number of cells in your body.
So then, but it's the same multiplying into the size of the universe, it's infinite, because man can never reach the end of it?
Well, I know there has to be an end, because outside of this universe...
So if God can count the stars, then that must be the end.
Well, I know. This was the debate. I was enjoying the debate. I just wanted to say that the stars aren't fixed. There's not like a certain number of stars.
No, I know what you're saying.
Okay. So infinite, meaning when you finish counting, there's more to count, and it was just
that's
a thing.
It's an infinite change.
But God is explicit. He says they are innumerable. You can't count. But God does, the point. And somebody says, can anybody count to infinite? You know, they say Chuck Norris has counted to infinity twice.
Yeah.
But the karate guy, yeah. Stop it! Stop it! Now you're doing a good joke. He's just great. And if Chuck Norris ever phones you on your iPhone, it'll come up and not say accept or decline. It'll say accept or accept. You cannot decline him. The idea is that only God can count infinite numbers. That's the point. So he gives you some explicit things. So some facts about Genesis. Run down to B. Some facts about Genesis. It contains how many chapters?
50.
Remember that. I give you 12 important figures, like I listed this morning. Nimrod is very important. You'll run through lots of different things. You've got all of those questions at the end of each one of your chapters. You need to review those because they're all helpful for the test.
How long does
the test be? The test will take you a full hour.
Take him a full hour?
It would take him an hour and a half. let's see. You just basically all this stuff you'll be familiar with. There's some things that are like I list you probably around page 10. You've got a list of eight things that are seven things that the Bible is clearly against. You get atheism, polytheism, evolution, pantheism, existentialism, Einsteinism, and fatalism.
Page 11.
I was saying is probably so. Look around there. Those things are important to just be familiar with. When I say existentialism, you ought to be able to know deism, saying that God doesn't exist in this realm. He's outside of it totally. He has nothing to do with it. There are five things that are created when God created the universe. What are those five things?
Time.
Time, matter, space, motion, and energy. Don't say heaven, earth, water, land. Don't say that. Say
so again, time, space,
you see water? It there?
So
what was created?
So it's 10?
Yeah. What was created? Highlight. Time, matter. These are the raw materials. Time, matter, space, motion, and energy. Those were created. Need to be able to explain the gap theory and be able to say why it is wrong. Each day, you need to know. I'm sitting here looking. I should look at the tests here. You ought to be able to tell me what happened each day. What was created on day one?
Really?
Edoberto, what was created day one? Actually, yes, okay. But you also, heaven and earth, and one other item before the end of the day.
Water.
No. Don't mention water.
Forest told them about water.
You're forgetting the very first thing that was created before you see the word. I mean, it does have water, but before, it says the deep.
Light.
Light. Light. So, that is just light is created the first day.
So it's darkness just as a result of no light?
That's right. Bingo. Okay. Now I can create darkness. I can create darkness by turning off the light. But and so God creates darkness now, but in the beginning there was no light, so there was only darkness. So
I had this debate with this Ani guy, or Gazim.
Yeah, Gazim.
He said if God created darkness and light first, why did he create the sun and moon after it?
4 days later.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's two different kinds of light. One is the light of his presence, which was in existence. When God said, let there be light, he appears. And then the second one is God creates a junior light, which is the sun and the stars. And so God pulls back and lets the sun be the light for a while. But there's going to come a day, it says in Revelation chapter 21, that there will be no need for light there, for the Lamb is the light again. All right. So day two, what was created? John, what was created on day two? Firmament, atmosphere, day three, dry land, vegetation. Summarize each one of the days, right? You don't have to list everything that's created.
Well, there were created bugs and tarantulas. And,
yeah, don't be that specific, okay? I ought to be able to ask what was created on day four, and you ought to be able to say
sun,
moon, and stars, okay? So, and what was created on day seven, Graham? Nothing. Good.
Rest was created.
It was not created. You can't create rest. Right?
Rest is just the absence of work.
That's right. Just like darkness is the absence of light. So, you better be able to define what the image of God is. What is the image of God?
Me? You look about as good as me. When you get to my age, you'll be all right.
Get to your age.
That one on there. That's for teenagers.
So what page are we on here?
I don't know.
The image of God.
You got to find it.
What? 19.
What?
19. 19? Going in sequence.
We're running through. Stay with me, stay with me. I'm trying to give you some ideas of what to look for. I'm picking and choosing. When was Lucifer created? You better know that. What day was created? And when was his fall? Can you pinpoint the day that Lucifer was created?
No.
Thank you. But what day did he fall? You can pretty well picture out. Okay?
Did it say that? I was just in Isaiah.
It does tell you the day that he was not fallen, and then you find him fallen, and by evidence you have to pick it between two days.
Deduct.
Exactly. I'm going to ask you, what was the first law given by God to man? I'm going to ask you, what are the two things that God said were not good? What were the two things that God did not say were good?
Darkness
and?
That man should not be alone.
That man should not be alone. Spot on.
Where are we? Up here, Jimmy. I'm totally alone.
What's that number?
I'm trying to mark these.
That man, that it is not good that man be alone.
That's
page 25. And darkness, yeah. Somehow, man being alone and darkness go together, so got to get married so that you're not in the darkness.
So what was the first law? Don't touch?
Don't touch, yes. Don't eat. Eve said don't touch. Don't eat. Don't say don't touch because I will fail you. God did not say don't touch the tree. If sin was not created by God, what was created by God concerning sin? The potential to sin. You're on to it. Excellent. These are all just fundamental things you'll remember. When Adam did sin, what entered into the human race?
Death.
Okay. I'm going to ask you how Satan beguiled Eve, and you ought to be able to say, yeah, he did subtly, but I'm going to ask you, I want more than that, I want you, he questioned God's word, didn't he?
He did.
What else did he do?
With doubts in her mind.
He helped her exaggerate God's word. He replaced God's word, didn't he? He said, ye shall be as gods. God hasn't told you the whole story. Why don't you follow me? All right? So I want you to think about how Satan used it and how Satan continues to do it. What are the three temptations that Eve faced? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. She saw the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh, wanted to make you wise, and there's a third thing, but pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, wanted to make you wise, you should be as gods. Six stages to sin, six stages. What are the six stages to sin? First one is the presentation of sin.
Illumination.
Yep. The decision to sin.
And the action.
The action to actually act it out. And then one more.
Judgment.
All right, Ediberto, you remember those?
Judgment.
Yes, that's right. So remember those six steps. The first one is?
Presentation.
All right, what does it mean, the presentation of sin?
Mm.
The sin presents itself.
Okay, or temptation is presented there. I'm not thinking of anything evil, and all of a sudden, something is presented to me. All right, something may activate a memory or whatever. I'm presented with temptation, then comes illumination. I think, whoa, yeah, my brain all of a sudden becomes thinking about it, and it illuminates, which means I start to understand what I'm presented with. Hey, if I present a cigarette to a two-week-old baby, what does the baby go? Blech. Doesn't know what it is. It's not illuminated in his or her mind. Deliberation, the debate takes place. Then the decision. When does sin begin?
Decision.
When you have debated. I think. Now, I know that God doesn't judge me until I decide. But when does sin begin in me? It's when I'm deciding, should I or shouldn't I? There should be no debate. Okay?
Jesus.
He never debated. All right? So, you say, well, it's not really sin until you do it. No, that's not true. What you think is what you're going to do. Once you decide, that's why they talked about, when is murder really bad? It's when you meditated, when you premeditated to kill. That's when you became the murderer, that you just fulfilled what you wanted. So that's why we break it all out. Decision, and then comes the action, and then judgment. So memorize those six things. I talk about how you defeat sin. You need to walk in the Spirit. Don't debate. If you do wrong, then repent. The way to defeat sin is by going through that process. Walk in the Spirit. Oops. You weren't walking in the Spirit. You were debating. Oops. You were debating. You did it. Oops. You need to repent of it. You need to humble yourself. Okay, so. What are the curses that God placed on Eve? Yeah, I heard somebody once say, childbirth is a curse. Well, that's pretty bad. No, the pain in the childbirth, okay, is that is a curse. The fact that she can have lots of children. I don't think God meant for women to be so productive, okay, but they are. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the curses is the fact that I don't know if I should talk because not all of you are married, but one of the curses is that a wife is not totally fertile all the time, but the only time when she's really happy is when she's fertile. And so it's kind of a complication there. So God made that as a curse. What you do? What you
should beat that
up. You have to disconnect that from the recording. So anyway, there's some curses God placed on women. God placed on men the curse that everything we do is going to backfire. Man, He put a curse on the ground that we try to work, and it doesn't work out. Thorns and thistles. You'll always have to work harder to stay ahead of God's curse. Let's see.
Why don't you come up with a theory here, Pastor?
What's a theory?
Basically, everything's on the test.
What's that?
Basically, everything's on the test.
Yeah, it's kind of like a whole...
No, do you know, where's my emphasis been? Genesis 1, 2, and 3, because that's the foundation. Yeah, if you miss those, the rest of the stuff comes very fast. Hey, let's see. Yeah, I got a ton of stuff. What does Cain mean? No, gotten from the Lord. All right. Cain means gotten from the Lord, or he's the one. It is almost like Eve was predicting this is the Messiah. All right. Abel means
nothing.
It's really sad. Growing up, yeah, meet my brother, nothing. He's a nobody. Okay, we talked. You need to know what the curse was upon Cain. Cain is a lot like who? He's just like the Antichrist. Who's Abel like? Jesus Christ. You need to know how long Adam lived. You need to know how long Enoch lived.
What page is that?
You need to know what page that is on. Are you with me, Eric?
Absolutely not. I have no idea.
All right, well, what page is it on where it says Adam lived? Oh, my goodness. Somebody help him. It's chapter 5.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
All right, we'll get up to chapter 5. You're in the generations now. Oh, remember the book of the generations that every one of you failed at? I gave you 10 things. Now, where I listed, I said the generations of the heaven and the earth, generations of Noah, generations of Shem, Ham, Japheth, Terah, and Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Esau, Jacob, Aaron, and Moses, and Jesus. I'll give you a few fill in the blanks. It's not that intense.
What?
Page 47. Circle that. Remember that. I just... so you got to the bottom of that. Adam lived a total of 30 years. His children were in his own likeness. You need to remember that. Who lived the longest?
Methuselah.
Methuselah. Be able to spell that.
Yes,
and
didn't you just spell that? T-H-A-T.
You know, a little bit of humor is not going to help you on the test. What does Noah's name mean?
Comforter, or the one who would bring
comfort. Or rest. Okay, chapter 6. You got chapter 6, and you need to be able to describe the two theories of sons of God. You need to describe both of them. Okay, and what was wrong with mankind? It was his imagination. Sin nature is in your mind. Why do you think our spiritual warfare is not with our hands, it's not with our feet, it's not with our flesh? Why does the Bible say casting down imaginations? We got a problem in here. Okay. Hey, that if thou shalt believe in thy
heart,
not in your brain. Okay, now we renew our mind daily, but I regenerate my heart. I need to believe in my heart because my heart's my problem. That's what we were preaching about last night. I'm going to ask you about repentance and God repenting. You need to be able to explain, how does God repent? You got to look at that. How does God change his mind?
Or gives you two options.
His option? And your own. That's right.
Don't do it, and I'll repent of wrapping you.
Yes. There were two reasons why God decided to destroy the entire world. What was it?
You had the wickedness all over the earth, and it was only evil continually.
Okay, half right. Well, that's still only one. Evil all over the world, violence, and because of angels intermingling with the world. If God had not intervened, you would have a mongrel race. He had to destroy not only the angels that sinned, but he had to destroy man that was part of it as well. God was destroying both. Let's see. You get into chapter 7. What is the flood a type of?
Judgment.
Yeah, it is a judgment, but it is a type of the tribulation. Let's see. Huh?
You need to bring it up there.
I know. Okay. You want to be able to say that, okay, you want to be able to describe where all the water comes from. Okay, where would you say?
Above and below.
That's right, above and below. Where does all the water... Well, I won't ask you that. You ought to be able to know where the water goes to. It goes into the ice caps and into the atmosphere and into the oceans. Okay, there's plenty of it to go around. Let's see. down at the end of chapter 7 is a list of the types. Look at that, because I'll probably ask you for a few of the types that the ark is a type of. Okay. It is a type of who? It's a type of Christ. Look at that list there, because some of that's going to come through. Yeah, I do ask you, where'd all the water go? Yeah. Sorry, now I'm in chapter 8. I want you to memorize. You need to write these things down. You're going to hate it, but memorize those seven covenants: Adamic, Noahic, Abrahamic, Mosaic, Levitic, Davidic, or Messianic. You can just use their names: Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Levi, David, and the Messiah. Okay? Or the new covenant, the last one. Seven covenants. What is a covenant? You need to remember that. It is an agreement, okay? But it has a binding agreement.
Binding.
Remember that. It is a binding agreement. It's no good having an agreement that's not doesn't have any teeth. Chapter 9. Last two chapters moving through. God establishes the Noahic covenant, and he tells everybody to do everything just like it was all brand new, like God actually started with Noah. And that's why he uses the word replenish. And let's see. How does God confirm his covenant? His covenant. How does he confirm it?
With a bow.
With a rainbow.
Rainbow.
Okay, remember, it is confirmed with a rainbow. Do you see down there, Noah and Adam have a lot in common?
No. It's E, page 65.
E, in this chapter we find Noah and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Noah have a lot in common. Just take a look at those, because you're going to be needing to remember a little bit of it. I don't remember where it is, but I told you about different dispensations. See, I really didn't teach it. I don't think I'll ask it. Don't worry about it. But you ought to know. You ought to know for your own head. You're in the dispensation. When you come after the flood, you're in the dispensation of government, human government. That's your own, okay? You need to be able to list who are the three sons of Noah and where they end up. What was Noah's sin? Getting drunk. Okay. About when does Noah die? About when? 2000 BC?
130 years after the flood, was it?
I don't know about then, but the idea is you want to get in your mind that he's alive when Abraham is alive. Now, they don't maybe meet each other, but Noah dies.
1988 BC.
Around the same time as Noah, as Abraham's running around getting called by God.
1998, what page is that on? 68.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just dealt with this, today's lesson in chapter 10. You need to know what these, Shem means name, Ham means hot or burnt, Japheth means enlargement. And I'll ask you, I'll say, all right, Magog, what family did he come from? You're going to think of Japheth. Magog is Russia. When I say Israel, what family did Israel come from? Shem. Okay. When I say Egypt, what family that came from? Ham. Okay. So little things like that. You need to know who Nimrod is, be able to explain. He founded an empire, and he founded a religion. And then one last thing that's probably going to be very big for you to memorize, and that is those seven nations, the seven empires, sorry.
Sorry, what was that?
The list of world empires we learned today. Babel, Egypt, Assyria.
Oh, yeah.
Babylon, Persia, Greece. Rome, / Babylon again. Okay, what language did everybody speak before the flood, probably? Texan. Okay. All right, I think... If there's anything else, I think that's it. Sorry?
So we'd have to draw a map for the new
game. Then there will be a map. There will be a map for you to be able just I'll put some circles in. You'll have to say, oh, okay. It's not going to be that hard, just to give you a visual. Okay. Any questions? You've done well, okay? And really, you have no idea just how fundamentally helpful those 10 chapters are. I'm glad we got to chapter 10. That is excellent. Chapter 11 begins Abraham, right? It'll be, once you've got this beginning, you can, God races through now and focuses on one people group, and that's Israel. Yes, sir?
I just let you know, I won't be there next week to the office.
Not the entire week?
I'm not
joking. Right. I was getting excited. All right. We are finished there. Take another break, and then we're going to come back to do Minor Prophets and finish Malachi and prepare for that final.